You're listening to SBS News.
Election 2019 is just weeks away, but many people say they are too disillusioned to care.
Both sides need to get their act together. Neither of them are doing a particularly good job.
It's a bit of a joke these days, yeah. It's come to a bit of a schmuzzle sort of thing.
I'm just not really interested in it. It's I don't know, there's just too much of it.
Professor Ariadne Vromen from the University of Sydney says political infighting and a stream of leadership spills has put Australians off mainstream politics.
People are disenchanted with politicians and with political parties. They don't feel like they're listened to. They don't feel like their issues are represented on the policy agenda.
A series of studies have charted just how far politicians have fallen out of favour with the public. The University of Canberra found only 41% of Australians are satisfied with the state of democracy here, while a Grattan Institute report says just a quarter of voters believe politicians will do the right thing. Trust in government, it found, is at its lowest point in half a century. The 2016 election saw the highest ever numbers of informal votes, more than 700,000 recorded. Dr. Lauren Rosewarn from the University of Melbourne says that will likely grow on May 18.
So in the recent ACT state elections, you saw a spike in informal votes. It's something to think about, it's something to educate people about how to cast your vote correctly, but I don't think it's any need to catastrophise.
Julian Sheen was a member of the Labor Party from the 1970s to 80s. He was close to members of Labor's inner circle and had been touted for a tilt at federal politics. But Julian says he is now a swing voter.
There are so many issues now and it's so complex. The difficulties in who to vote for, what to vote for, what to make of the campaign. You feel disillusioned because it's so difficult to know what people stand for.
Voter apathy may appear to be at an all-time high, but academics say the situation isn't dire. In fact, the Electoral Commission says 97% of eligible Australians are enrolled to vote this election, including a record number of 18 to 24-year-olds. That makes it the most complete electoral roll in history. And Dr. Jill Shepherd from Australian National University says finding a way to reconnect with those voters could provide politicians a strong chance to clinch the election.
I think losing trust is really easy, but regaining trust from voters is a whole nother challenge. And we probably won't see a return to the sort of traditionally high levels of voter trust in Australia until the parties do reform themselves.
Omar Dibaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.